As I was saying, we're having a hard time getting flight time down here because of the weather and many other different reasons. But we usually have about 4 aircraft a day up, and we send out 2 sections. And usually we go up north, flying up Quangtree and out around Vandegrift and west of Quezon and south of Quezon. This big operation down near the Ashaw has come to a close. Operation Dewey Canyon is no longer in operation anymore. It did come to a close just after I got to Hawaii. And the squadron is also having a lot of problems with right seat pilots and section leaders. We're running real short of right seat pilots and section leaders, so we're in the process of making new section leaders and making some more right seat pilots. And we've got a whole pot full of new guys into the squadron, so we're in the process of reworking those. I was real glad to hear that y'all got to stop by San Angelo and spend some time with the Cerbers and show off your camper. I guess Pop's pretty proud of his camper. I hope he did get all the gifts that Kay and I picked up for all of y'all while we were in Hawaii. It wasn't much, but maybe it is something to remember. Our little trip to Hawaii and our wedding, all that. We did have an awful good time while we were there. We seen a lot of the island and just relaxed and ate real good and had a good time. I heard from the guards about a month ago, but I haven't heard anything since. I dropped them a line day before yesterday, so I expect I'll be hearing something from them pretty soon. Got a real nice card from Jimmy and Cheryl. And I appreciate hearing from them. I'd like to hear a little more. So I wrote them a letter last night, so maybe I'll be hearing from them pretty soon. Old Tom's doing real good, I guess. He's up at Quangtree now. He's flying the slicks up at Quangtree. I don't think he likes it too well, but maybe if he stays up there a while, he'll like it a little better. Dennis is still in New River, North Carolina. He's getting married the 19th of this month of April. And then in May, he's going to Savannah, Georgia, and start training for the Huey Cobra. It's a gunship. And then he'll be coming back over here probably in August. He's marrying a girl named Margot that he went through school with at Duke University. She's a real good gal, and I think they've been going together now for about 5 or 6 years, and they were engaged at one time and then broke up again, but I think they're finally going to get married. I got a letter from the Snelsons, and they sounded like everything was going real good there. They told Kay and I that better be our third stop after I got back, after visiting both the parents. And then we'd better stop by there and see them. We do plan on seeing them as soon as we get back. You should be getting some slides here pretty soon from Kay. I sent 2 boxes to her last week, and I sent her another box of slides last night, so you should be getting some slides here pretty quick of our trip to Hawaii. You can probably call her and find out about that. I don't know. She may be keeping some of the slides, make some prints from or something. I don't know what she's got on her mind. I want to thank you for sending all the goodies, the goodie box. I just got a goodie box a couple of days ago, and it's nearly already gone. They were real good. Those fruit cookies again. There was a couple of those orange, well, they got a little orange and nuts in them. They were real good, I thought, but there were only 1 or 2 of them in there. So the next time you make some, just throw me some in a bucket and send them over here if you can. Well, looks like I about run out of things to talk about on the tape. It's been a good while since I've gotten to talk to all of y'all, but it is real good to get back to talking to you, and I want all of you to know that I sure am thinking about all of y'all, and I enjoyed talking to all of you while I was in Hawaii, and I want you to know I think we got a number one addition to our family, and I couldn't have made a better choice if I'd look for another 25 years. So I am looking forward to getting back and settling down, making a home, and showing Janet and Clyde how to raise a kid. I shouldn't have said that, should I? No, I am looking forward to learning a lot. I'm sure Janet and Clyde will be looking forward to learning a lot. I mean, doing a lot of laughing and saying "I told you so" and all that stuff. Well, I guess my turn's come, and we'll just have to see, I guess. I've already learned a few things, and I hadn't already been married 2 weeks now, so I may learn a lot before this is all over. But I am awful proud of Kay, and I think she's the only one I could have ever married, and I'm real glad that we went ahead and did it the way we did. I felt real bad that we couldn't have the parents there, but just one of those things that we talked about for a good while. We talked about it before I left, and we talked about it when I was in Okinawa. I called her, and then we wrote back and forth for a while there. Finally, we've just decided that that'd probably be the best thing to do. And I'll never have any quills about it. I was real well pleased. Got it over with right quick, and wasn't any problems. Like, didn't cost well and a lot of money, which I was real proud of. And we both liked it the way it was, so I guess that's what matters the most. Well, I do love all of you, and I am thinking about you, and I promise you I'll do better on these tapes than I have in the past. Being here at Fubai, it makes it a lot better to fix up these tapes and do a lot of writing, because you do have a little more free time than I was getting up at Quang Tri, because you don't fly every day. Well, let's see.